The great ancient Greek philosopher poet Dionysius has written, "Let thy speech be better than silence, or be silent." There's a new sort of silence now being ordained in this land, where speaking truth to power was once finally given voice. It was thought forever. But those ordaining this silence believe theirs is a much more effective gag, tied more tightly and held in place by fear. All the more compelling reason to speak out against it. Those ordaining this silence were emboldened by a recent coup in which our nation's highest court amplified the combined voices of corporate and other various unified groups, endowing them with the same vocal rights as individuals, whose singular voices then could be thunderously outshouted. Negated at the polls by an angered and aroused electorate, the would-be autocrats of ordained silence are now preparing to bludgeon this nation's legislative leaders into a figurative silence by threatening to diminish their tenure unless they agree to a voluntary gag. They plan to accomplish this by draping their malfeasance in the thinly disguised mask of a, quote, public demand, unquote. That public, intimated but unnamed, is the same one that defied them at the electoral polls. And who are the marauders behind the masks? The quasi-anonymous bullies of blackmail, Norquist, Rove, Ryan, and Santorum, trying their darndest, dear voter, to sound like you. But this is your moment to heed Dionysius with the resounding and overpowering single word, no.